Hallelujah! Shout the biggest hallelujah! Come on, let's worship the Lord. I want no more. Fill my cup. Fill the Lord and make me whole. Say, fill my cup. Fill my cup, Lord. I'll lift it up, Lord. Come and quench, and come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, bread of heaven. Say, fill me till I want. We say, bless the Lord, oh my soul. We say, oh my soul, and worship his holy name. Sing like never, sing like never before.
Oh my soul,
and we worship his holy name. Sing like never, sing like never before. Say, I will bless you, O Lord. Hey, I will bless you, O Lord. With a heart of thanksgiving. Say it. I will bless you, O Lord. Bless you, O Lord.
I will bless you, O Lord. I will bless you, O Lord. With a heart of thanksgiving.
I will bless you, oh Lord. Come on, celebrate Jesus. Father, we thank you. We'll bless you all the days of our lives. We'll bless you, Lord. We thank you for a morning like this. Thank you because we know you are here with us. We thank you because by your mercies we are here today. Father, accept our praise and thanks in Jesus' name. Father, Lord, as I speak your word, let me decrease and let Christ increase in me. Let my mouth be like that of a ready writer, writing your words into the hearts of men. Thank you, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Shout a big hallelujah. Come on, jam your hands, shake somebody and say, God bless you as you have your seats in the presence of God. Hallelujah. Amen. How many of you are excited to be here today? Come on, clap your hands for Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want to thank my father and mother and the Lord. I always call them anytime I say my father and the Lord, he will say, my father and the Lord is in kilometer 46 in Nigeria. Hallelujah. Pastor and Mrs. Mudupe, thank you so much, sir and ma. Thank you for this opportunity. God bless you. I want to thank the people in the house of God. The last time I was here, we had a fun time. God bless you, Pastor Wunubi, Pastor Popola, God bless you, Deacon Oladele, God bless you, everybody, God bless you, it's great to have to see you again, and I know that the Lord has a word for someone in the mighty name of Jesus. This morning I'll be teaching on a subject matter I call, I cannot call on his name and end up in shame. Tell your neighbor, I cannot call on his name and end up in shame. And you will never end up in shame in the mighty name of Jesus. Can you just come on the keyboard for me? Just very solemn. Hallelujah. Second Kings chapter 4 verse 1 through 7. I read quickly. Second Kings chapter 4 verse 1 through 7. Now there cried a woman of the wives of the sons of the prophet unto Elisha, saying, the servant my husband is dead, and thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord, and the creditor has come unto him to take my two sons. And Elisha said unto her, what shall I do for thee? Tell me, what do you have in your house? Thine handmaid has nothing in the house, save a pot of oil. Then he said, go borrow vessels abroad from all thy neighbors, even empty vessels, borrow not a few. And when thou hast come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thy sons, and pour the oil on the vessels, and thou shalt set it aside. So she went from him and shut the door on her sons, who brought the vessels. She poured it, and it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said unto her son, bring me a vessel. And he said unto her, this is not a vessel anymore. And then she told the man of God, and he said, go, sell the oil, and pay thy debt, and live thou on, and you and your children on the rest. I pray the Lord bless the reading of his word in the mighty name of Jesus. I cannot call on his name and end up in shame. Now this woman, as we know this story, she was the wife of a pastor. And it's shocking, the pastor died with nothing. You will never go without anything in the name of Jesus. That means children of God experience difficult moments. Every child of God, one time or the other, will go through a difficult moment. This woman cried. It was so bad that the Bible says that a husband served the Lord. Are you one of those that's given God 100% and you've not seen the results? Are you here seated today? You've given God everything. You've come for vigils, night vigils, and that thing you are trusting God for has not happened yet. I tell you, you are not alone. Tell your neighbor, you're not alone. You're not alone. It happens to every child of God. But the funny thing was, the Bible says that this woman's joy was about to be taken away from her. The Bible records that our two children were about to be taken as slaves. Your children will never be taken from you. In the name of Jesus. The Bible records that children are a gift from God. That means the only thing after the death of a husband that made her happy was about to be taken. The enemy wants to rob you of your joy. I pray your joy will never be robbed. In the name of Jesus. Bible says in Psalm 127 verse 3. I'm reading from the message version. Psalm 127 verse 3. The Bible says, don't you see that children are God's best gift? The fruit of his womb is his general legacy. Like a warrior fistful of arrows are the children of a vigorous youth. How blessed are you parents with quivers of children. Now listen to me, he says, your enemies don't stand a chance against you. I pray that your enemies will not stand a chance against you because of your children in the name of Jesus. This woman's children was about to be taken. Remember the story of a woman? Four kids were going for the wedding and they were all in the same car and they had an accident. And all four children died in one day. It happens. There was a story that happened in Long Island. Some kids went for sleepover. And when they were there, there was a fire. And all the older children escaped. But all the younger children, between the ages of 6 and below, they all perished in the fire. I pray that will not be your portion. In the mighty name of Jesus. But one thing I love about this woman, she got to that point. Everything was difficult. The Bible says she ran to Elisha and poured her out and said, man of God, help me. A lot of people are in the same spot they are today because they don't know how to cry out. A lot of people are in the same spot they are because they don't know what? How to speak out. Many times you ask people, what's going on? They say, it is well. Right? That's Christianese English. It is well. We know it is well. But if you don't speak up, what will happen? And that's why, thank God for our Father and the Lord that pray this morning. In the book of Mark chapter 10 verse 46, you read the story of blind Bartimaeus. The Bible says, he could not see. But he heard that Jesus Christ
was passing by. And the Bible says, what did he do? He cried out. Is somebody willing to cry out to the Almighty God today? He cried out. The Bible record, people said, shut up. People said, people put him down. He said, no. Bible says he cried out the more. Just because he wanted to grab God's attention. Some people, I think it's this level of holiness. They feel that if I share my problems with anybody, they'll use it against me. It's this level of Christianity that I feel that, no, I don't know, I'm good. Some people, the person that is your helper of destiny is sitting right next to you. All you need is a phone conversation with the person. All you need is a conversation with that person. But because you feel that if I talk to him, maybe no, he's going to look down on me. He's going to use it against me in the future. You miss out on your blessings. I pray we will never miss out on our blessings in the mighty name of Jesus. Now this story is getting interesting. In the verse 2, I'm reading from the Amplified Version. The Bible says, Elisha said to her, what should I do for you? God is going to give you a blank check. God is going to give you a blank check. He said, what should I do for you? To me, that is a blank check. That is, ask for whatever you want. God is saying this morning, what can I do for you? And the Bible goes further. It says, tell me, what do you have of value? I'm reading from the Amplified Version, in the house. What do you have of value in the house? She said, your maidservant has nothing in the house except a jar of oil. Many times, many of us overlook the things that will change our story. She said, I have nothing in the house. Many people have said, I have nothing in their house. Many people have seen themselves as they have nothing. But this woman did not overlook the jar of oil. Is there something in your life that you are overlooking? Is there a talent in you that you are overlooking? Is there someone in your life that you think, oh, this person, I don't think this person can help me. Is there a job that you have gone for that you feel, no, I'm better than this? Is there something you are overlooking? God is saying this morning, you cannot overlook anything. Because that thing you are overlooking is what God wants to use to change your story. One of my fathers-in-law was sharing the testimony of their church. Said he needed $150,000 before a certain date. And he wrote down the names of 10 people. Doctors, professionals, that he knew that these people will come up with that money. And when he wrote down all the names and he went and he announced to the church, everybody and people started giving. 2 days before the deadline, he only had 60,000, he only had 90,000 and was waiting and saying, God, I don't know how you're going to do it. This remaining 60,000, what will happen? And he got a visitor, someone that had just joined the church 2 weeks. And he was talking with the person. And the person said, Pastor, I know you said you were looking for someone to give. Has everybody given? The man of God said, yes. And how much is left? He said, 60,000. And this new member wrote him a check of 60,000. And the man was surprised. The man of God was shocked. Because in that list of those 10 people he wrote, not one person gave. So if he had overlooked this particular person that joined for 2 weeks and said, oh, I don't have time to see him now. I have more important things. I have to cultivate the members that have been there. What would have happened? He would have missed the 60,000 God wanted to give him. I don't know about you. Is there someone in your life you've been overlooking? Is there a talent in you that you've been overlooking? God is saying, I want to use the ridiculous to do a miraculous in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Then the prophet said, Elisha said, go and borrow vessels abroad from all your neighbors, even empty vessels, and borrow not a few. When the Lord opened my eyes to break down this scripture, when the Lord said, borrow vessels, God is saying, go and borrow ideas, borrow knowledge, get better, get information from everybody around you. Bounce ideas, talk to people, talk around, get information. And when the Bible says, even empty vessels, even the people that you think that don't have anything to offer you, speak to them. There's something about you. There's something that God wants to give you from them. Borrow not empty vessels. Many people look down on others and say, this person cannot help me. If you understand the story of Naaman in the Bible, he almost missed his miracle. But when the servant spoke, he could have said, you little servant, who are you to even talk to me? But he did not overlook that servant. So God is saying, borrow ideas. That idea from that servant was what got Naaman his miracle. Talk to people. Borrow ideas. Get information. Then the Bible said, he said, borrow not a few. The problem with many people is that we are satisfied with what we have. We are satisfied at the level we have. Said, borrow not a few. I make $40,000. I'm good. I can pay my rent. I can buy clothes for my family. I live in a good house. I'm good. I make $50,000. Oh, I'm good. I have a bachelor's degree. I'm good. But God is saying, borrow not a few. Don't stop there. There's still more to be done. Get certifications. Get more knowledge. Get training. Get this, get that. The things you've overlooked are things that will come handy for you in the future. Don't stop at the level you are. The people that make 500,000, they don't have four heads. It's the same head you have. So borrow not a few. I always share the story of Linda Ikeji. Many of us that are in social media, we like her. We read our blog every morning. But this lady went to the University of Lagos. And back then, it's only two professions you can do. Either you go to school full-time or you marry sugar daddies full-time. Pick one. Only two professions you can do when you're in school. But this lady, that was what everybody was doing, and she had no money. So one day, she followed one of the sugar daddies. He took her to the hotel, paid for her dinner, paid for everything. Then he said, okay, take off your clothes. He said, no, I can't. I just came for my money for school fees. The man was enraged. You mean I wasted all this money on you? Kicked her out and he left. She had no dime to get back to the school. She went to the cashier and he was generous. He gave her 100 naira, which is a couple of cents. That got her transport to half of the way to the campus. And she said she walked the rest of the way. But she said in her heart, that night she proposed to herself. She said, I will get better than this. This treatment I've got tonight, I will never ever be in this situation. And she started blogging. She looked at her talent. She was writing. Sooner or later, advertisement money was coming in. People were calling her left, right, and center. Today, Linda makes $65,000 a month. All from what? Blogging. She lives in Banana Island. I want to live in Orange Island. Hallelujah. All from blogging. She never overlooked the talents in her. The man of God said, borrow not a few. I pray we will get better in the name of Jesus. Now we get to the critical part, verse 4. Read it from the King James Version. He said, when thou wast coming, thou should shut the door upon you and your sons. And thou should pour the oil in those vessels. Guess what? Many people have lost their blessing Because God is saying they don't know how to shut their mouth. The miracle has not happened yet. For you're already telling everybody. The man of God said, go into the house and what? Shut the door. Why would the man of God say that? A lot of people have mortgaged their miracles with their mouth. Oh, my daughter is a doctor. She's studying medicine. The daughter gets to the final exam. She writes the exam 5 times. All because people have paraded her beforehand. God is still we are trying to buy a new car. You know, we've looked at Mitsubishi. We've looked at Toyota. But I think the Lincoln Navigator is a good brand. Then you buy the car. And just in 2 months. You get into a nasty accident and the car is done. Why? Because the Bible says, God said, go into the house and do what? Shut the door. Shut the mouth. Let God advertise you. Don't advertise yourself. God is the best advertising agent. Right? Success. Everybody wants to be a friend of success. Everybody wants to give birth to success. That failure is an orphan. Let God advertise you. And the story gets interesting. Bible says, so she went from him and shut the door upon her and her sons, who brought the vessels and poured it out. She followed in obedience to the letter. How many times have God given you a word of knowledge that you followed in obedience? Many people, when God says, do it this way, they will tell God, but the world does it this way. Does God work the way the world works? The Bible reminds me that the foolishness of God is what? Greater than the wisdom of men. Some people, in life, if you work hard, you get promoted, right? That's just normal common sense. But I've seen many times, that you didn't even work hard and they promoted you. And you're asking, God, why? Did they like me from somewhere? You understand? So God is saying, follow in obedience to the letter. This lady, story gets so interesting. She went in, she picked all the vessels, and she brought in and started pouring. And the Bible says, as she was pouring the vessels, she continued pouring and she was not satisfied. She kept asking the sons, bring more, bring more. God is saying that you need to study to show yourself what? Approved. God hates lazy people. God hates slothful people. God wants people that want more, that keep going for more and more. That keeps getting better and better at everything they're doing. If you read the story of David in Ziklag in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 30. Read the story of David. The Bible says, they came, they stole everything that belonged to him. And he ran to God. Very similar story to this. You're in a difficult moment when you ran to God. And he asked God some critical questions. He said, God, should I pursue? God said, go ahead. He said, God, I like that you said that, but I'm not satisfied. Should I overtake them? God said, okay, I give you that one too. Overtake them. Said God, I'm not satisfied. He could have pursued, overtook them, and what? Come on with nothing. But he said, God, should I go and recover all? God said, now you're talking. Go and recover everything. You know, in recovery, it was not only his own goods. They are goods too. That was what God was waiting for him to ask those questions. Have you asked the right questions of God? God, should I take this certification? God, should I get better? God, should I take this training? Maybe your miracle is waiting at the end. And finally, people of God, The Bible says she poured everything, she did everything, poured it, then she went back to the man of God. When I read that, I was like, wait, back up. You've poured it, you see oil all over in front of your house. Common sense tells you to do what? Take it and do what? Go and sell it. You're a rich woman. But she went back to the man of God. Why? Many of us fail to give glory to God. When he has finally done it, and we see everything, we look back over our life, we look at everything, how it's done. Everything is shining, glimmery. And instead of us to go back to God and say, God, this is what you've done for me. Many of us just go on our own and say, I'm living large. She went back to the man of God. Then he finally said, go and sell it. Many of us forget to give God the glory. She could have taken the oil, sold it, and not gone back to the man of God. But guess what? If she sold it, she could have lost that money again. But because you went back to God, God said, go, do this and this, and live on the rest. That's why when they call people to give to God, when they call people to sacrifice to God, when they say, thank him for all he has done, and they say, just give that little substance. Many of us are so scared. Many of us are, no, don't worry, blah, blah, blah. But silver and gold belongs to who? Belongs to God. You cannot outgive God. And it's not just your money, your time, your energy, everything. Give that glory to who? To God. This lady gave the glory to God. And her story changed for the better. Many of us, we're just so fixated on what we have now. One of my friends came home one day, was promoted. He was so happy to share the news with his wife. Darling, I just got promoted. And she went inside and brought out a calculator and did pa 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 pa. You know, if I divorce you tonight, this is what I will get. Hallelujah. She didn't even say, God, we thank you for this promotion. It was just the divorce. Many of us fail to give glory to God. I don't know if you are seated here today. I don't know if your story seems like the story of this woman, that you have gone through so many difficult things, but you have overlooked so many things that in your life that God wants to use. As all eyes are closed and heads bowed, if you're seated in this auditorium today, you're saying in your mind, God, I've overlooked all the things you've given me. I've overlooked that energy. I've overlooked that talent you've given me. But today, after hearing this, you have spoken to me. I want to give my 100%. As all eyes are closed, just lift your hand wherever you are. And I'm going to pray with you. You don't know, nobody's looking at you. It's between you and God. Say, I've overlooked this. I've overlooked that. I've not given my best. I've not even become better. I've not strived to be better than I am. As all eyes are closed, just raise your hand. I'm going to pray with you. Just raise your hands. And I'll just raise it and put it down. I'll pray with you. Just raise it and put it down. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I thank you for your children that have lifted their hands. I thank you because they are saying, Lord, they've overlooked a lot of things in their life. But this moment, they're saying to you that, Father, give me the ability to remember. Tell me those things that is, you have tied to my miracle. Let me not forget them. Let me not overlook them. Let me begin to move. Let me not ever be in shame. And Father, I pray that as they've lifted their hands, they will never be ashamed in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for their lives. I bless your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Can you give me Joel chapter 2 verse 25? I read 25. Joel chapter 2. And we read verse 25 to 27. And we just pray some prayer points and we're done. Joel chapter 2. Bible says, and I will restore to you the years the locust had eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmer one, my great army which I sent among you, and continue, and you shall not never be ashamed. You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord who has dealt wonderfully with you, and my people shall never be what? Ashamed. I pray you will never be ashamed in the name of Jesus. Let's rise on our feet. We'll pray just 5 prayer points and we are done. 5 prayer points. Hallelujah. You're going to pray one prayer. The woman said her husband had died and her joy was about to be taken away from her. You are going to pray. You say, Father, anything that is dead in my life, bring them back to life in the name of Jesus. Anything that is dead in my life, bring it back to life. Anything that was dead in my life that will rob me of my joy, bring them back to life. Basoko to shaka. Brakete kete lebo. Zoko tali braka yende lebo soka. Anything dead in my life, bring it back to life. Any talent that is dead in my life, bring it to life. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. God, the man of God said, what can I do for you? That means they gave him an open check. You are going to pray. Father, give me an open check in the name of Jesus. Pray that prayer. Father, give me an open check in the name of Jesus. Open check. Let soko tayebo soko. Rabo sheketelebo. Ziprakata. Zeketeke. Zokatatendo robosheka. Open check. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You are going to pray. Father, every helper of my destiny that overlooked, connect me with them in the name of Jesus. The Lord is going to connect you with every helper of your destiny that you have overlooked. Connect with them in the name of Jesus. Pray that prayer. Zekotara. Zekotoso karibrayeseke. Connect me with them. Connect me with them. Connect me with them. Connect me with them. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. And you say, Father, when I've eventually arrived, give me the grace to shut up in the name of Jesus. The grace to shut my mouth in the name of Jesus. Eketere ziprate zatalebo sokoto ziprakayekete zentoloboshata ziprakadonsa. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. And finally, you say, Father, I will never share my glory with you. I will never share your glory with myself. In the name of Jesus. Hey, Karabu.